This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID vaccines for children under 5 years old are now available after the FDA authorized the shots for children as young as 6 months old. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Pediatricians and other vaccine providers are now taking appointments for this age group. Dr. Shen Nagel says his Wheat Ridge pediatric practice is hosting a vaccine clinic this weekend. He encourages parents bring their kids in for the shot as it protects them and limits spread.
The more kids we can get vaccinated, then hopefully that'll start to really decrease the pool of susceptible people that are continuing to spread it around.
The state has a list of vaccine providers on its website. Mobile clinics will also have doses for younger kids. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is one of 21 states that have detected cases of the rare monkeypox, but the state's epidemiologist, Rachel Herlihy, says the risk to the general public is low.
Monkeypox is really primarily spread through close contacts with individuals that have a monkeypox rash, sores, or scabs. It can also be spread during sex.
Vaccines are available to prevent monkeypox, and Colorado has ordered around 100 from the federal government. A Loveland police officer has pleaded guilty for not intervening in an assault by another officer. Daria Jalali failed to stop another police officer from assaulting a 73-year-old woman during an arrest in 2020. Jalali will be sentenced in August. The other officer involved was sentenced to 5 years last month. Colorado's Board of Education has funded 40 school construction projects across the state with about $160 million. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The state grants are funded with a mix of marijuana taxes, state land trust money, and spillover revenue from the Colorado Lottery. Districts must match the grants to get one. The projects range from roof and boiler replacements to constructing entire school buildings. BEST grants are intended to improve health, safety, security, and technology in public schools. Still, though, officials say there's an estimated $18 billion in unmet school construction needs in Colorado schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.